All right, Robbie, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Okay.
We're waking up.
Wah. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Your vocal exercises.
That works. Me. No. And I'm ready to record.
Welcome to We're Doing Fine with Robbie and Lisa. I'm Lisa.
And I am Robbie. And for those of you in the know, you'll know that Lisa is tired because that was an extended hello.
I stand by that. It does make a lot of sense. I played Legend of Zelda until 2 a.m. And then I was like, oh, shoot, I told Robbie I'd researched the news before I went to bed.
I know you were up late because you messaged me at 10 a.m. my time being like, okay, go to bed now. And I was like, bitch.
It's fine.
Get to your bed.
But Zelda. Zelda needs me.
But Zelda.
The kingdom is in chaos.
Oh, God. Isn't it always?
I know. Like, because this is a direct sequel to Breath of the Wild, I'm like, this poor Link, he can't catch a fucking break. Goodness.
Pure wee scorn.
Like, guy just saved the kingdom after waking up from a 100-year nap that he didn't realize he took. And like...
Oh my god, my life.
Had to go across all of the regions of Hyrule. And then, like, maybe he gets a couple years off, like five years or so. And, like, then the kingdom is thrust into chaos and the apocalypse fucking happens.
That is just very YA series. Like, just nothing ever goes. You're like, how is this person still functioning? Like,
exactly.
It's like Harry Potter. I'm just like, the absolute trauma this boy has experienced in 7 years of school.
Yeah, that was always funny just because, like, you know, when you're a child, you're like, wow, Harry's a little bitch. He needs to get over this and save the world, right? Yeah. And as an adult, I reread it and I was like, holy shit, he's 15.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, insane.
Wow, I had way higher standards of 15-year-olds when I was 10.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Like, they're basically adults, sort this out.
Exactly.
No.
Dude can't even
Lisa,
vote.
How has your week been?
My week has been fine. Like, yeah, it's had its ups, it's had its downs, but I went to Monterey for some work stuff, so that was always fun. We did a team building activity, which was fun. We did a rage room.
Is that where you break things?
Yeah, it was like... We got to, like, they just gave us, like, a bunch of, like, boxes of wine bottles, and we got to smash them.
Stunning.
Yeah, they even gave us a laptop. He was like, do you guys work in an office? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, here's a laptop to smash with a baseball bat. And I was like, hell yeah.
Was it already broken, or was it, like, a new laptop?
I mean, it was, like, a used laptop, but it wasn't, like, physically broken. Like,
so you got to be the first person to break it?
Yeah.
Just wondering where they get these props from.
I mean, I think it's like recycling, right? Technically.
Okay.
Some very astute winos.
Excuse me, they were all supplied by my mother as a present for you.
Aw, bless. Tell her thanks.
I will.
But yeah, it was fun. And then I came home on Wednesday and it was the Gone Show. And the Gone Show is always wild. It's a talent show.
Did you get
picked
this time?
No, thank God. No, I sat, like, specifically far away so I wouldn't have to judge because it's been so hard. And, like, I knew I was going to have to dip early. If you're a judge, you have to stay all the way through, which makes sense. But I was like, there's no way. I already drove 200 miles today. Don't want to stay until midnight.
Fair.
And then drive 50 more.
That is absolutely fair.
Yeah.
I'll allow.
But how was your week?
My week was good. I missed our socials.
Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. And I promised anyone that checked out the tweet on Wednesday for a reason why. Well, let me tell you, dear listeners, I climbed Arthur's seat. at work, for work. So it was for Mental Health Awareness Week. So like all of the store managers, we got together to do like a fun day out sort of thing.
Mm.
And they decided that the fun day out would be climbing Arthur's Seat.
Delightful. Well, and it should be fine for you because you're fit now.
Well, I got told off because, first of all, I was dying. And we got to the top and someone's like, oh, how are we all feeling about our mental health? Are we all feeling good? And I went, well, you can't have bad thoughts when you can't breathe.
I love it.
And that was not funny. So
I mean, but it's true in many ways.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong audience.
Yeah, you keep those for your not-work friends.
The podcast.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those are at-home thoughts, Robbie.
Exactly, yeah, that's my bad. But I got home and then I fell asleep.
Delighted.
And I was so sunburned all week, because as you know, I'm allergic to sun cream.
Oh, shit.
And I was going to spend £30 on sun cream that I'm not allergic to, just to walk up a hill for 3 hours.
Do you want me to send you some? Because you're not allergic. Like, it's just the mineral that's, like, safe that you guys use that you're allergic to. You're fine with, like, the U.S. chemical stuff.
Yeah, no. And there is one that I can get here. It's just expensive. So, like, I've bought a bottle of it. I just don't use it that often because it's expensive.
Well, so I keep it for my holidays. I can send you a bottle because I'm getting you a package together.
Yes, you are. Very excited.
So I might as well throw that in there.
No, that'll just add weight. Nah, it's all right. Oh, wait, you do. It's like as much as you can shove in a box, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Lisa, we're moving on from sun cream because I want to brag.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, on Friday.
At Friday.
Mm-hmm. I went for a run.
Wow.
And I smashed a bunch of records. I did my fastest 5 kilometers.
Wow.
I did over 5 kilometers. I did 5.3 kilometers.
Holy shit.
And not only that, I did it in 18 degree weather, which I know is not a lot for you, but that's warm for us.
Yeah, no, that's impressive. Oh, buddy,
I was sweating.
I'm proud of you.
It was disgusting, but I felt so great afterwards. I don't feel great now. My legs are very sore.
I'm so proud of you, though. That's awesome.
Thank you, me too. I put a picture on my Instagram. I was like, hey.
I saw that. I was so confused because you just sent me a sweaty picture and then I saw the same one on your Instagram and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the sweaty pic with no context and Instagram gets a bit more context.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable.
Well, I'm very proud of you. Look at you smashing your goals.
Thank you. Yeah, I grew a mustache just for fun.
I love it. You're going to be summer ready. I'm pretty sure my mom's going to hate it. I mean, probably, but that's kind of how mustaches are. Moms hate them.
Yeah, same classic Lorraine at this point.
That's okay. You're in a new era. Mm-hmm. You're exploring your new style for this era. I'm here for it.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're having somebody
at work was trying to make a joke to call me the store dad.
I love it.
But then they called me daddy and I was like, nope.
It's the mustache. It's actually too hot, Robbie. You gotta get rid of it.
No. Did you watch the reel I sent you on Instagram?
Not yet. I'm so sorry. I've just been playing Zelda Classic. And nothing else.
So it was this American girl and she's like, I think men like to ask what they like to tell us what to do in the bed, but they're not very good at telling us how to do it. I was asked to call a guy daddy the other week.
Mm-hmm.
So I just turned around and was like, daddy, do you like it when I speak like the Queen of England, daddy?
Oh,
and he was like, no, stop that now. And she was like, you can't fight colonialism, daddy.
To be fair, I don't think that's anybody's preference.
No, I definitely wouldn't sleep with an English guy calling me daddy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. No offense, English guys.
No, full offense. Robbie doesn't want you.
You've got an ocean between you. At some point, I'm going to have to accept that I might have to date an Englishman.
I mean, we'll see. I haven't told you the news, so I don't know. You might be like, Lisa, get over here immediately.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my state's still fine for now.
Did did I send you the post about Oklahoma? Or why was it Wyoming?
No, why? What is it?
You don't know. You didn't check it.
I've just been playing Zelda. Let me be. This time is for Lisa.
Okay. Well, I'm jumping into the news because this one made me laugh. I saw on Instagram that I think it's Wyoming. I want to say Wyoming. But so basically, remember when Obama was trying to make Obamacare a thing, like affordable care?
Oh, wait, yes, you did send me that. Yeah.
Yes. So when Obama was trying to make the Affordable Care Act happen, Wyoming Senate put into their constitution that any grown man or woman will be responsible to make their own medical decisions.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to 2023, they were trying to make an anti-trans bill. Mm-hmm. And their Supreme Court person was like, no, you can't do that. And they were like, says who? And they were like, you. In the constitution that you amended, you said that you can't make decisions for them. And they were like, oh.
Oh, no. The man was too stunned
Showing it to them liberals.
Yeah. No, they really showed us.
They went so right wing, they went left.
Yeah, truly. Bodily autonomy for all.
Yeah. It's the Republican way.
Unless you're a woman.
Yeah.
But hey, speaking of Republicans, they're holding the economy hostage still. We're growing more and more likely that we're going to default on our national debt. And I don't know what consequences that'll have because that's for economists.
Oh, I wish we had a guest that was an economist. That would be cool.
Yeah, economists, email us.
Email us, send a voice note. Fuck it, we will schedule you on the next podcast.
Yeah.
If it gives us less to talk about ourselves and you can talk for a bit. And then, yeah.
If you can explain the economy to me, then we'll give you our full platform.
You will get a free sticker, my friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, also speaking of Republicans, DeSantis has been busy.
He has.
I think we kind of talked about how he passed something that basically allows the state to take children away if they're under the threat of receiving gender-affirming care.
Yes.
Well, he's furthered that and passed a ban on all gender-affirming care for minors.
Oh.
And because the bill is vague and far-reaching, it includes things like, you know, birth control, which a lot of minor, you know, women, like girls, take just because it helps with, like, acne or, you know, other common maladies that girls and women face.
Yeah, like, it sort of, it helps control puberty, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's also going to have dire consequences for, like, young children who are going through puberty way too young and need hormone blockers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Montana passed a ban on TikTok on all devices. They had previously passed a ban on TikTok on government-owned devices. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. The bill states that, like, Montanans cannot use, like, social platforms owned by foreign agents. So, like, that'll include Telegram, which is an encrypted messaging app that a lot of, like, reporters use that has way higher security than, like, you know, anything owned by
Zuckerberg. Would you say Telegram was a social media?
I mean, by the definition of the bill, it does. Like, any messaging, like, any social platform. Any messaging app is considered a social platform.
That's so stupid.
It's a real strong step towards limiting your free speech.
Democracy in action.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to do that because TikTok is already, like, the CEO of TikTok was already like, yo, we can't actually just, like, not, like, limit the sale or, like, you know, the app store from one state getting access to this thing. So.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck they're going to enforce that shit. And is it, like, only new downloads? Or is it, like, if the governor finds anyone from Montana with a TikTok account, they're going to jail? I don't know.
Wild. So if I just befriend a bunch of Montanans and then send them TikTok links, fuck them up.
Well, I think if it's just the link, I think it's fine because you could see videos. It's just the app. I don't know.
See, there's too many loopholes. There's too many questions.
All questions, no answers.
Exactly. I'm not happy about this, Lisa.
Me neither.
If I was reading this as an essay as a teacher, I'd be like, needs more explanation. Redo.
I'm sorry, I was looking up the news at 2:30 a.m.
Oh no, not you. I mean the people trying to put this bill into play.
Well, you know, they don't think too hard about these kinds of things. One of the states, their Republicans have been like, we can't, they've been like arguing that they can't continue passing bills and shit and doing their jobs because the Democrats are putting in bills that are worded too difficult. Like they're supposed to be like worded in a, like on an eighth grade level. And they're like, it's too hard to read. And I'm like, that's a cool cell phone, if anything.
Yeah.
We all know they purposely obfuscate shit all the time. Anyways, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
MTG.
Said that she thinks calling a white person a white supremacist is the same as calling a black person the N-word. Which I find very funny because one of those words you can't say.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah. It's fucked. I don't know. That's just kind of my response these days. It's fucked.
We're fine. We're fine.
Dianne Feinstein from my state. I don't know if you remember anything about Dianne Feinstein. I know we've talked about her fairly recently. She's 89 years old, which is like too old for memory. Claimed in a recent interview with Slate that she wasn't, in fact, away from the Senate for months due to being old and sickly and frail with shingles and in the hospital, but was in fact in office and voting, which is objectively not true. That's a lie.
She's just lying.
It's a lie, but I don't know if she actually believes it's true. Because as I said, she's old and frail and sickly and 89.
Yeah, she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I've been in the office.
That is so funny. Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh.
Just, these people are, what are you talking about?
I've been there the entire time. And her doctor's like, you've been in my ward for 3 months.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's like the boring version of Shutter Island.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So I told you I'm so tired. I don't know why I find that so funny. Oh,
I've never seen Shutter Island, so I wouldn't know, but...
Oh my god, it's an incredible movie. Please watch it.
Sounds like a scary one.
It's not scary, it's just psychologically weird.
Okay. Sounds scary.
Not really.
You have to understand, I was actually scared from Blair Witch. Not during the movie, but after. So,
No, Blair Witch is scary compared to this. This isn't scary.
Okay. And finally, my last piece of political news. The president of Ecuador has dissolved the legislature in a move I didn't know anyone could do in a desperate attempt to avoid impeachment over embezzlement charges.
So he just got rid of the government?
Yeah.
They can't impeach me if they don't exist.
Exactly. Oh my gosh,
Donald Trump's like, wait, we could do that?
Exactly, I'm
that
like...
was an option?
Our people cannot get those kinds of ideas. I mean, nobody should. I feel bad for the people of Ecuador. What the fuck is going on? But,
Yeah, wild.
I really hope there's no one else taking notes on this shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know someone could do that.
Boris Johnson's raging.
Right? He's like, I could have stayed in power?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, Bojo.
No, Bojo, you had to go.
You had to go.
And honestly, I think you know that too. He's a big listener, guys. He emails in every week.
Yep. We just ignore it because he likes it better that way.
Exactly.
In lighter news, wait, did you have any?
I've got nothing dark, but I do have something for lighter news. Although it's not really lighter news. Maybe I'll go first and then you can end on lighter news in case this isn't too late.
All right. In lighter news, Robbie. Okay.
Yes?
What you've got? Because I don't have much.
Oh, impossible lighter news. I'm unsure. You can be the judge of this. We need to stop saving the bees.
What?
Yeah. I've just read in the news today that we've gone too far. There's now too many bees.
What? What? I'm so confused.
So basically, when we said save the bees, they meant pollinators in general. Mm-hmm. And as a human race, we went, so the honeybees. And the honeybees don't really count because they're domesticated creatures.
Oh.
And now there's too many honeybees, and like the native bees and the beetles and the shit like that, there's not enough plants for them to get pollen. And honeybees, because we've domesticated them to make honey, are very good at not dropping pollen because that's what they use to make honey.
Oh, shit.
So we have more bees and they're still not pollinating the flowers, which is what we needed them to do.
Damn.
So now we need to save the beetles.
All right, save the beetles.
And I hate to say it, the wasps.
No.
And I read one, there was one called the fluff-footed bee. Sign me up for that. I'll save them.
Okay, wait, I need to Google what that looks like. A fluff-footed.
Let me check the news article and I'll see if I've got this right.
Oh, it's adorable.
Is it? Oh, I'm glad.
I mean, it just looks like a little bumblebee. And it's got hairy feet.
Yeah, so there are hundreds of other pollinating bee species and hundreds more wasps, flies, beetles, butterflies, and moths, which all need pollen and nectar. The furry-footed bee, that was the one. Yeah, fucking nailed it.
A healthy ecosystem needs
abundance and variety of pollinator species. However, so the example was in London. Let me see where that was. We're on our podcast. So our work suggested about 7 hives per square kilometer was about as much as London could tolerate. However, people have gone mad and there are more than 50 hives per square kilometer. And in one particular location, there are 400 hives in 1 square kilometer.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So no, we need to stop saving the bees.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Saws bees. You had a good run.
Well, dang.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's light or side or not. I just found it funny that we were like, oh shit, no, stop saving the bees.
Yeah, no, we've gone too hard for the ones that help us. It's very typical human behavior.
Okay, but just the ones that make the honey, yes? No, that's not the point.
Not the ones that can sting us relentlessly, right? Those can die.
No, please, none of them. Yeah, they can die off, please. Please.
Woof. My only news was that Jacksonville, Florida has elected a Democratic mayor, which is good news. It's had Republican representatives in that seat for most of the last 3 decades. So maybe DeSantis has been going too far. Jacksonville is the largest city in Florida. So
fun fact, Jacksonville is where Olivia.
I don't know where you were going with this. Rodriguez, Coleman?
The character from Fringe, Olivia Dunham, FBI. There we go. Olivia Dunham gets her superpowers in Fringe. Spoiler, sorry, hang on. Spoiler for Fringe, the TV show. Jacksonville is where Olivia Dunham gets her powers.
I didn't know people had superpowers in Fringe.
Well, they're not really like superpowers, but basically she can like do fun things.
That's pretty super.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's say hi to our friend Bill.
Yes, hi Bill, have you watched Fringe? We should message about it. I'll message you before this goes live. Anyway, hi Bill.
In a world where no one knows what movies are coming out during the week, where your movie future is bleak and uncertain, comes Future Flicks with Billiam. Hi there, I'm Billiam from Somewhat Nerdy, and on my podcast, I go through all of the movies coming out during the week. I throw in some news and talk about the latest trailers. So check out Future Flicks each Wednesday on the Somewhat Nerdy Podcast Network. Listen and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. I'll see you in the future.
And thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. A pleasure as always.
Nailed it. First try.
We always get back into it so smoothly. I love that we made the same joke.
We are one.
We are so in sync.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a podcast.
Exactly. But now, Robbie, I must ask you a question.
No.
What?
I just wasn't sure what would happen if I said no. Never not tried allowed. That before. No is technically a complete sentence.
I mean, yes, but not in this context because it's who asked for this?
Who asked for what?
A U.S. professor broke a world record. Do you want to know what the world record was?
I know what this is. He lived under the water.
Yes! Broke the longest time living underwater in a depressurized lodge. 74 days. What the fuck? Why? Why?
That's so cool.
Like, my guy, can we, I need some explanation on why this happened. He said he was, like, raising awareness for, like, deep sea things. And, like, yeah, it's real weird.
I bet life was simpler down there, though.
Oh my gosh, right? He did have to do his, like, classes via Zoom. But it sounds like his research included, like, experiments on physiology to monitor how the human body responds to long-term exposure to extreme pressure.
And isolation.
Yeah. Mm. But, like, oh man. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. Like, we're probably going to be living underwater pretty soon here.
Did you hear New York sinking?
No? What the fuck?
New York is sinking 2 millimeters a year due to the weight of its, what are they called? The really big towers? Skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, I gotta go see New York soon. Won't be there much longer.
Yeah, no, it will not.
Why do humans ruin everything?
True. We should all just leave.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, that was my who asked for this.
The sun. I love that.
I was like, no, Robbie. Oh, no, that makes more sense. My brain took a minute.
No colonization, just sweet death.
No, Robbie, those are your at-home thoughts. We're on a podcast. Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired.
We're all tired, but we gotta grin and bear it.
Oh my god. I think I was watching a reel on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this guy in his car, and he just like sighed and went, "Everyone is so exhausted." And it hit me. I was like, yeah. We are. We're all exhausted.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Like, it's I don't know if it's always been this way for all adults, but it sucks and it's bad.
It feels like a pandemic. Why did no one tell me adulthood was like this?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. And maybe it is pandemic things, but, like, my brain has just been in a fog for, like, that I just can't. It doesn't matter how much sleep I get. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's bleak.
Yeah, so accountability buddies, huh?
Accountability buddies, how have you been doing on your goals?
I didn't do my workouts and I didn't do my drinking water every day, but
you did do a lot.
Well, how many runs did I say I was going to do?
3.
I've only done 1.
Well, you also climbed Arthur's Seat, so I'll count that as 1.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Like, that's definitely a workout, if nothing. Like, I think it's okay, because you know what? I did shit on my goals this week. I did get off work at reasonable hours, aside from the work trip, but I did not get to, like, the walks and things like that, because that time was taken from me by commuting.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Sometimes it be like that.
Well, we'll try and do better next week.
Yes, we will.
Which we have to figure out when we're going to record next week, because it is going to be, I'm going to be at a convention.
And I'm at my mum's.
Maybe you just do a podcast with Lorraine.
Well, I'm off all week, so like whenever's easy for you.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We can save this for after the podcast, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lisa, I have a story for you, and I gave you a teaser, and I feel like you already hate the person, and I'm here for that. Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes. So, this title is, Am I the Asshole for Lending My Kids Money for a Down Payment?
I mean, initially, I would say no, because your kids probably need it.
They go on to say, I am not rich. I still have to work very hard for my money. That being said, I do earn over $200,000 in an average year. Yeah. My kids are out of university and working, but are having trouble purchasing houses, even with the government programs and such. The housing market is crazy. I have substantial savings, and I tend to blow my money on random toys I want. But he just said he's not rich.
Yeah.
Like I said, I work hard. And
not rich
time
people
off,
don't get
I...
to blow their money on random yeah. toys they want.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I work hard, and on my time off, if I feel like restoring old cars for fun, I will. You
do. Oh, that's
you,
a rich guy hobby.
That's a rich guy hobby. Anyway, my kids approached me about help getting a house. If they can go into a purchase with 25% down, they can save on fees and get a better rate. I thought about it and agreed to lend them the money in return for equity in the purchase.
Oh, for example,
if my daughter buys an $800,000 house and I lend her $200,000, then I own one quarter of the house. If she sells it for $1 million, then I would get $250,000 back, mm-hmm. since I would own one quarter of the equity. She said I was being ridiculous and that I was an asshole for not just giving her the money, or at least having it be an interest-free loan. My son took me up on my offer and bought himself a moderate home. Between a first-time home buyer's program, my investment, and his partner's savings, we managed to buy a house for them with almost a 50% down payment. My daughter is still calling me an asshole for taking advantage of her brother and is just going to buy a condo she can afford on her own. Am I the asshole?
I mean, I think it's kind of asshole-ish to give your kids, like, a loan that has that kind of, like, binds to it. That's but really fucked.
Is it a loan or is it an investment at that point? Like, are they paying it back? Yeah, no,
it's definitely just an investment at that point.
And do you need to make money like that? Like, or could you afford the interest-free loan? Like, why are you being a dick about it?
Yeah, but that's also wild to go into a purchase with a 50% down payment. I'm like, these are, what the fuck?
And I'm like, he keeps saying
they were
going
to subsidize
rich,
but... up to a quarter, which is still an insane amount for a down payment on a house. But
yeah, but like he said, he's not rich, but that is definitely rich children behavior. So
I mean, like most people in the U.S. need their parents' help, like whether it's a loan or whatnot, to be able to put a down payment on a house. But still, like, I don't know.
But like, if my parents offered to help me buy a house for equity, I'd be like, fuck yes, thank you so much. I wouldn't be like, oh my god, how dare you, just give me the money.
Yeah, I would definitely like negotiate with my parents to be like, would you be okay with an interest-free loan? Because equity seems like a bit much and it's taking away from, you know, your kids' investment there.
Yeah. And I saw a lot of comments being like, well, if you share equity, are you going to share maintenance costs? And I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
I mean,
the Scottish government offered to buy part of our house. Like, they used to. They don't do it anymore. But I don't think the government would be, like, chipping in maintenance.
No, they wouldn't. But I think that there's a difference between it being, like, a family and a government entity. Like, your dad could technically be like, well, I own a quarter of the house. I get a key and can come over whenever I want. And I don't think, you know, your councilmen are going to be doing that. Your council people are like, all right, we paid for part of your house. Give us the key.
I don't know. The MP for Leith was pretty hot. He could have a key. I wouldn't mind.
All right. Well, now I know where to aim my wing women skills.
Yes. Please.
I think this is a case of I don't know. I don't think it's everyone sucks here. I think it's all just stupid and everyone should be able to get an affordable house. I think what's stupid is capitalism.
I wanted to make Lisa laugh with an eat the rich joke, but she's just gotten sad about the housing crisis.
I mean, there's that. And like, it also depends on what area. Like, as much as I like to scoff at the idea of somebody making 200K not being rich, like in the Bay Area, you're not that rich with that much money. You're still living in a fucking apartment. I don't know.
Yeah, but this guy can afford old cars to renovate. So he clearly
doesn't live
in San Francisco.
That is true. And if they can find an actual house for 800K, they're not living, at least not in like the Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
A moderate house for 800K. That's not here. So I don't know. There's too many factors, Robbie.
Yeah.
Can't make a judgment. Listeners, tell us. Is this guy an asshole? I feel like he's kind of an asshole. He's definitely...
I'd say he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was getting really snippy with all the commenters that said he was the asshole. So that just makes me think he definitely is an asshole.
Oh, yeah. Probably was just like, yes, no, that's a perfectly reasonable approach to take with your children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I do think he is a bit of an asshole just because, like, just help your kids. God damn.
God damn. Well, I think that is a perfect place to end this episode.
Brilliant.
Help your kids. Now, thank you for joining us. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast, because word of mouth is our best way of getting new listeners.
And we love new listeners.
We do. Thank you, Lisa. And once you've told your friends, tell strangers on the internet by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, please do that. And join us for book club. This month we are reading
The Picture.
Yeah, The Picture of Dorian Gray. I feel like I always swap between The Picture and The Portrait, and I'm like, I don't fucking know which one's right. And it's by Oscar Wilde.
Both are correct, but not the title. Yeah.
Yeah, so The Picture of Dorian
Gray. We are classy book club now.
Yeah. We'll go back to reading smut next month, probably.
You know we will.
The pendulum swings.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, that is it from us this week. So, no,
and thank you to Amy Reader and Dave in the Shower for our awesome theme song.
That too. Yes, thank you. And that is it from us this week. So until next Tuesday,
keep doing fine.